It's in you. You possess the power. Just go hard.
I need some motivation. Every day I try a little harder, but my dedication. Keep my head way, way above the water. Crying to myself when I yell at the wall. Begging to run, but I needed to crawl. I see the finish line up ahead. Trying to get traction from all of this tread. I am a king.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast that helps you be the leader. I'm Jeremiah Solvin, and if you're new to the show, this is one where we're going to help you out with your leadership, your mindset, your success, your goals, just winning, victories. The goal is not just to bring you up, but it's to help bring your entire team up and help you with leadership challenges that you're facing at work, in the house, and with yourself. Today's show is going to be all about, like, we're turning the corner of another year. Can't believe a whole year has gone by already. Jesus. You know, I know a lot of you guys are probably thinking about next year and next year's goals, and you're kind of reflecting back on this year and measuring whether you were successful or whether you failed. Today's show is going to be one where we help you launch into next year and increase your odds of becoming successful by the end of 2024. That's really what we're going to do here. We're going to dive into some of the pitfalls of goal setting and achievement. Because, like, here's the thing. How many of you guys, you set goals at the beginning of the year, and at the end of the year, you look back on your intentions and you realize that you flopped on all of them? You're like, what the hell happened? I know that shit happened to me. I went in that cycle for a long time. But here's the thing, is it doesn't have to keep being that way. Actually, I just spoke to one of my members on my team in Conquer Academy, Tyler. Tyler's been with me for like 4 years. He comes up to me, we're on the call. He says, Jeremiah, man, you know, we did the Conquer Academy gala. And during that gala, I was thinking about the year and the victories that I got. And before I came into Conquer Academy, before I came around this community, he's like, every year at the end of the year, I just felt so discouraged. And like I failed because I never hit anything that I set out. And he was like, this year, I hit numerous targets. The one goal that I got, which is a financial goal, he's like, I've made tons of progress on it. I haven't quite hit it yet, but I am going to hit it by February. He's like, so I just had the timeline off. And he's like, that's completely different than what's happened to me in the past. Guys, I've been there before too. And that's what we're going to dive into. And when I say we, it's not just me. I'm joined by my lovely wife today as the co-host, Mrs. Charisse Solvin.
Oh yeah, it's so good to be here.
Guys, she got sick and I can't believe she's putting on her best voice for
I'm
you.
I'm trying real hard, guys. I'm trying real hard. It hurts.
Yeah. Funny story is that our relationship, the way we've divvied out responsibilities in the house, is Charisse basically is in a gunfight all day with a bunch of small tasks. Like, she's like knocking over. I look at it like midgets. Like, there's like these midgets trying to jump on us in the household.
Like 100
and me.
Second graders.
Yeah.
I'm in full speed on sugar.
Yeah. On sugar. Yeah. And Charisse is like kicking him over and knocking him out of the way for me. And I'm looking for the biggest target that I can find. Basically, like, Goliath is out there and I'm going to take him down. So anyways, that's how we normally run things. But since Charisse got sick, I had to knock over some second graders yesterday. And one of those was, I had to go to the store and get her some medicine and shit. And I came back. I didn't know what to get. I was lost in there. I don't know how many of you guys can relate to that. I go in there and just instantly, I was like, where am I? What am I doing? It's like a whole nother planet. But I just bought everything. I got like $200 or $100 worth of.
I am plussed up on medication for quite a while.
I literally got everything. Pepto-Bismol, Advil, stuff that you didn't even
need. Pepto. My stomach isn't even. I know. It's everything else.
Yeah.
But I still appreciate it because we did need some. So, you know, it worked out.
Yeah. So let's dive into today's episode, Charisse. So, any catch up that you want to do before we dive in?
Yeah, let's talk about the gala. We had the gala last weekend.
Okay, absolutely. So guys, this was the first year that we did the Conquer Academy Gala, which was an end of year closeout, brought in a handful of students, handful of staff. We recognized people for outstanding performance. We gave away two awards, basically. One was for the most courageous, and then the other one was for the person who consistently lived our core values. My wife won that award.
Hey.
She won the consistent core value award. Just lived it every single day in 2023. You know, everybody was nominated, so I didn't have any say in that. It was everybody else's vote that caused it. Yeah, we recognized a handful of people. It was a great thing for me to do because personally, it was a big victory. It was something I wanted to do over the last several years. I just never pulled the trigger on it, never made the definite decision to do it. This year, I made the decision to do it. And so it was really cool seeing everybody out there in suits and dressed in formal attire and looking sharp.
Man, we all looked so good.
Everybody looked great.
It was great.
Yeah, you know, everybody mostly wears like athletic attire all the time.
I know, I do.
Yeah. And so it was cool seeing everybody dressed up and looking sharp. And we were in a mansion. That was a long freaking day. I went 3 a.m. till 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. personally. And then everybody else, I know it was a smoker on everybody. But yeah, it was a great event.
Very, very fun. It was such a pleasure to get to see our students get together and fellowship over good meals, share stories, and go over our wins for the last year.
Yeah, we covered victories. You guys, I would recommend everybody does that in your companies, in your house. You just sit down and go over end of year victories and have everybody share about where they won in the year. It's a huge morale booster. People forget how much they've overcame, you know? What was some of your victories for 2023?
The biggest one was my fitness victory. I lost 60 pounds. Not where I want to be yet, but I reached my first goal, which was losing that 60 pounds. I'm really excited now to drop some more body fat and focus on that a little bit more, focus on my running. But I'm really, really proud of myself because that was not easy. Losing weight in your late 30s is not the same as losing weight in your 20s. Oh my gosh. It was so much more difficult and took so much, about twice as long for me to lose that weight. Because I've been through several fitness transformations and man, this one was the most rough. And it took a lot of time. It took a lot of work. And I had to really try differently. But I made it and I'm really, really proud of myself. What was something that you look back on with some pride?
Well, you said try differently, and that's going to be a great segue into today's show because next year, 2024, everybody, we want you to try differently. So we'll get to that here in a second. But a victory for me, to be honest, it was the move down here to Florida. I mean, I accomplished a shit ton this year, but I came up short in some things. But the life that I've pictured inside of my mind, this is like it. There's certain aspects that are bigger in my mind and better and more refined and more dialed in, but I've had this vision, you know, in my head for a while. And so coming down here was a huge victory this year. So I did a cage fight at the beginning of the year. I'm proud of that. We moved from Colorado to Florida, which was a headache, but we got it done. Proud of that. Proud of the persistence and the decision and the courage that it took for us to do that. We had some great relationships there. And it was unfortunate that we had to say goodbye to some of those.
Yeah. Miss you, Colorado friends.
Yeah. And then, I mean, freaking getting planted down here in the perfect house. A mile from the beach, you know, as a crow flies, not even that. Training at Killcliff has been great. My MMA training hasn't been as dialed in as I'd like, but business has been the top focus. I have grown tremendously as an entrepreneur. I mean, my network is just, I'm around top people all the time now in entrepreneurship. You know?
Absolutely.
I had those relationships, but they were virtual relationships and now they're in-person relationships. And I mean, some of them that I have now were not ones that I had before. So anyways, I'm proud of that. You know, we got the Lambo. I'm really proud of that because we did it before we were felt ready. That was a big stretch and got it done. Watching you was super inspiring. You know, I'm really proud of you. Like,
thank
really
you.
Proud. I feel like changing your body is like one of the hardest things that you'll ever do. A person will ever do because you're living in you all the time. So a person can make money. That doesn't really impress me. A person can run races. It depends on the race. That's how relative it is to the person. You know, that'll sometimes impress me. But like when you change your whole body, and you commit to something for as long as you did, that's impressive as hell. And the thing is like that changes your whole self-image. It changes everything. I hit my body fat goal.
Yeah.
Got 8.6% body fat. That was a huge win for me.
Huge.
People don't realize how big of a deal that was for me. That was a huge deal for me. Just the next level discipline, the challenges I had to overcome with food, the scrutiny, like the judgment.
Yeah. How judged you are when you're going through different fitness transformations, especially as you get down to a smaller size or you're getting lean. You know, a lot of people will treat you differently. And that is both good and bad. You know, you have your people that are super excited for you, very happy to see you reach a more healthy body state. And then you have your people, you know, I've had people tell me, don't get skinny. You look sick. What's wrong? Why are you losing weight? You looked good before. I feel like they just want to keep me where I was because that's where they're comfortable with me being at. That's not necessarily where I'm comfortable.
I've experienced that. Fuck, man. It's everywhere. Like when you level up your life, like we've done. People talk shit. It's crazy, man. It's unfortunate, you know, that everybody can't just support you unconditionally, regardless of your results. Like people proud of me for getting a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, but then I go and get 8.6% body fat and the same people are calling me vain. Like what's the difference between earning a blue belt and purple belt in jiu-jitsu and pushing myself with a skill and getting down to 8.6% body fat and really disciplining myself with that? What's the difference? The difference is how it makes them feel. The difference is that when I take my shirt off at 8.6, they feel like, oh shit, blah, blah, blah. You know, they feel some type of way inside and they project and they put that shit on you. And it's like, bro, what the fuck? And it was the same thing with the level up at the house when we got the Lambo and we moved down here to Florida. Mostly we had a lot of supportive people.
Yeah.
But there were some people out there that just really did not like the level up. Though that's not who you are. Don't do that. What the fuck? Are you that unaware that you can't tell you are feeling insecure about our moves and that's what this is about? But you're going to tell me, oh, man, it sucks, bro. But I know better because I've been through this over and over again. what I'll say for you guys that are out there, don't be discouraged when people do talk shit. Just understand that that's part of the game, and that means that you're growing and improving. And the next level is awesome because there's a lot of great people that'll be around you when you hit it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, it's the end of the year. People are queuing up their resolutions for next year. Whew. And I know you have a lot of very strongly worded opinions about resolutions. So I thought that this would be really appropriate for our last show of the year. I'd like to first dive into how goals versus resolutions, you know, how do those differ?
First and foremost, I want to say that I was one of those people that never set New Year's resolutions. I used to have the mentality that New Year's resolutions are stupid. They're for people that, I don't know, what was my mentality? It was like, if you need resolutions, you are a person who starts and stops a lot, and you're really just trying to kick yourself into gear. I labeled that type of person with resolution. But the reality was, is that I was nervous to commit to anything that could improve me long term, that was stopping me from setting resolutions. So a resolution is something you're resolving for the entire year. Like you are removing it or adding it to your life for it's a commitment for the entire year. Whereas a goal is a target you're striving to achieve. Mm-hmm. One that I set a few years back was I realized that I was being a shitty son. And every time I got on the phone with my mom, I would either not call the month, every other month or whatever. I didn't have any rhythm with her. I wasn't calling frequently and I wasn't the best on those calls when I had them. So my resolution was to be a better son and to call every single Sunday. And ever since then, we haven't missed every Sunday.
I love those calls for you guys. Yeah. I absolutely love it. I know it makes her so happy and you're honestly happier too now that you guys have grown your relationship in that way.
Yeah, they weren't the best conversations. I felt like every time I got on the phone at the beginning, it was just a stressful, not healthy conversation. It was just us talking about bullshit and problems. And what I realized was that we just needed more touch points to get through all of those conversations.
So you could get to the good stuff.
So we get to the good ones. Once you got through all the bad ones and the hard ones, it was like this, that, and the other. Then we started having some really good ones. And now it's become a highlight of my week for sure. I would encourage everybody to set resolutions and don't be so scared that you're going to fail. Like pick something that is going to increase the quality of your life, you know? Pick an area of your life that is neglected. Just commit to it's process-based, routine-based that you can do periodically throughout the rest of the year.
So why do you think that people fail at their resolutions? What do you think is holding people back from staying disciplined? Because really that's what a resolution is. It's disciplining yourself to commit to something that's going to advance you in life.
I mean, I think they quit before they even start. I think they, even if they're doing the resolution, I think that people have quitting in the back of their mind. Hmm. When a person quits on a goal or a resolution, they never believed they could do it anyway.
Yeah, they didn't have the faith.
Exactly. Like you quit on the things that you don't believe you could do. So it's a belief issue. Creating a resolution and creating a goal is a conscious activity, which means you're going to use your thinking mind to create the idea. The target is responsible for it's your thinking mind. When you want to do something new, you activate your conscious mind. But conscious mind is the subconscious mind. It's like an iceberg. And the subconscious mind is full of all of your non-thinking habits and programs. Mm-hmm. We have good habits and bad habits. And the subconscious is a great part of your mind because what it does is it helps you live without thinking. Like imagine like the first time you tied your shoes, right? You had to really think about it. Imagine if you never stored that program in your subconscious mind.
And you had to do the buddy ears, loop the loop and pull and swoop every single time.
Every time. Or the language that you speak, you had to relearn English every single day. Mm-hmm. So your subconscious mind stores all of your programs and it takes that with you as you move through life. It comes to goal setting and resolutions. You can consciously tell yourself that you're going to do the resolution. But what you're doing is you're bringing your subconscious programs with you as you approach that goal.
Yeah.
So if you have a pattern of quitting on your goals, if you have a pattern of self-sabotaging behaviors like drinking in excess, partying on the weekends, ignoring your problems, you're not going to achieve the goal. The subconscious habits are going to pull you away from it. You're going to self-sabotage and not achieve it.
Yeah.
You're basically, in other words, in short terms, you're going to go back to what's familiar.
Yes.
And that's why people don't hit them.
You're going to go back to your old paradigm.
Yeah, exactly. Your old paradigm. Your paradigm is a multitude of habits. It's everything that makes you up. The paradigm is what makes you comfortable. Even if you feel stressed, like some people are very stressed out all the time. But if they don't feel stressed, they'll find a way to create stress to make themselves feel normal, right? Mm-hmm. So your paradigm would basically cause a situation of more stress. Like for me, if I'm winning big financially, it doesn't feel right. So I like figure out a way to invest more and go harder so I can feel uncomfortable financially because it feels like complacency to me.
Yeah, it puts that pressure back on you.
Yeah. I want pressure. And it's everything in life is like that for me. And that's why mindset and personal development is so important for a person when they approach any goal. You know, the thing that helped me become a ranger was personal development. It was. Personal development was the reason I became a ranger. Personal development is the reason I became an entrepreneur. Personal development is how I got down to 8% body fat. Personal development helps you with your thinking. It helps you become aware of your negative self-talk. Like if you're trying to get in good shape, but you're night snacking and night eating, and you're not aware that you're talking, you're making excuses to yourself because you're not doing personal development. Then what ends up happening is you're trying to lose weight and you're unaware of your negative self-talk, and you go in and just repeat the habit. Every program needs personal development. That's what like makes our fitness program so special, is we're helping people with weight loss, but we're teaching them personal development. So
we're helping them rewire their minds.
For you to hit any goal, you need mindset and personal development work. That's what you need. Your thinking is what creates your results. This is why the cookie cutter programs don't work. Somebody can consciously follow a cookie cutter program. Give me the diet, give me the program. They can consciously do that. But then afterwards, they go back to their subconscious programming. They go back to their old ways because they never fix the subconscious mind. They never fix their internal thermostat.
Yeah. I think next we should go into how to create a resolution or a goal for 2024 that's worth working towards.
Yeah. The first question when you create a goal or a resolution is not, what do I always start with? Who? Who do I want to be? When you know who you want to be, you can create goals from that vision. So an example of that, if Jeremiah knows he wants to be a ranger, that's the who, his goals become ranger-related goals, like running the 5 mile in under 35 minutes or 32 minutes. If Jeremiah knows that he wants to be an entrepreneur, then his goal is to start his business. So it always starts with who. I find that a lot of people aren't really trying to pursue this dream of getting out of the quote unquote rat race. Most people are just trying to improve their quality of life. So they're trying to be a better mom, a better dad, a better husband, a better wife. When you say that and you're asking them how do they want to be a better husband, wife, mom, dad, they can picture how they want to be. So now the path reveals itself. The path tells you what goals that you want. When you know who you want to be, things that probably come up are how you see yourself, see your fitness, your health, how you see your finances, how you see your fun, how you see the other relationships that you have. When you see yourself as the perfect version of you, you see yourself with great relationships, great habits. And so from there, you list out the milestones that would make you get closer to being that person. I used to do an exercise called Be, Do, Have. That's helpful as well. You write out everything that you want to be in life, everything you want to do in life, everything that you want to have in life. You just brainstorm. It's like a Christmas list. Like, I want to be a great husband. I want to be a dad. I want to be an athlete. I want to be 10% body fat. You know, I want to travel to the Dominican Republic. I want to get my free diving license, have the Lamborghini. So you just list out be, do, have, and then you circle your top four. That's another way to do it. Really, if you answer, who do I want to be? The be, do, have reveals itself. I would recommend, to make this simple for people without teaching a masterclass and coaching everybody through it, because I have a step-by-step process that I take everybody through. What we do with people in my goal setting program, we create a vision cast for the year, and then we do a 4x4 plan, four goals broken down into 12 months, 6 months, 3 months, and 1 month. And then we give them a daily process to achieve the goals. So what everybody here needs to do is focus on who do you want to be? Who do you want to be by the end of 2024? And then what are four outcomes, four goals that are nested within that version of you? And then those become your goals. And the next piece is just executing on a daily basis. You guys, don't buy these freaking programs out there that sell you a complex goal setting and achievement process. You don't need that shit. What you need to focus on is winning the damn day, conquering the day. If you move the needle towards all your goals every single day in 2024, that's the goal. That's the focus. Win the day. Align it with who you want to be. Chip away at those goals. Like, that's how you achieve them.
And have faith in your ability to follow through and live up to those goals.
Yeah. Well, faith without works is dead. So you have to do the work.
Yeah, absolutely. But you won't do the work unless you have faith.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
One of the common resolutions is people getting in shape, especially at the end of the year. You know, they're starting to feel those 5, 10, 15 pounds they put on over the holidays, the cold weather, keeping them inside and away from the gyms. You know, everybody wants to get in the gym at the beginning of the year. Start fresh. Gyms are crowded. Get it in. You're super motivated. But people fall off. Why do you think that they fall off?
One reason is the subconscious programming. The next reason is they don't have an environment that supports the results that they want to get. In order to achieve any goal in life, you want to cultivate an environment that helps you build the habits and the routines and the lifestyle to get to the goal. Your entire environment should help you get to the goal. It would be, I know we're talking a lot about fitness, but it'd be very difficult to get in shape if your entire house was full of nothing but candy and cookies and sweets and shit. Mm-hmm. So your entire life works like that. It's hard to believe in yourself and be positive, go after your dreams in life when you're surrounded by a bunch of people who are talking you out of them. What you want to do is you want to build a whole ecosystem where you can thrive. And if you say that you don't have the resources or you don't know anybody, you're full of shit, you're making excuses, you're stopping yourself before you even start. Because the internet, you can talk to anybody in the world on the internet. There's no excuse for not building out an ecosystem that supports you. So the way I approach my goals, and I think this is the reason why I hit so many of them. I don't hit all of them, but I hit most of my goals. I mean, yeah, I'm persistent, but I build like guardrails on my life.
Limiters, yeah.
Yeah, I put systems on my life so that I can't get off track.
Like the bumpers in bowling.
Yeah, so some of those examples are, I've been doing this for years. I have a one-on-one coach that I work with. I have a group program that I'm in at all times. Those two things, once I figured out that they worked for me, I didn't get rid of them. But before I had a coach and before I had programs, the other things that I did is I had a daily process that I know if I do, it's like chopping down a tree. Every single day I do that daily process and I'm going to hit my goal. So that framework, if I follow that plan, I'm going to hit my goal. Another guardrail in my life is that every single day I need to do something for my health. Basically, what we want to do with somebody, if you're trying to figure out how to start, the first thing you do is develop a morning routine that works for you. What we do is body, mind, and soul. So you want to work on your soul. You want to work on your mind, like read a book or something like that. But the way I do it is I journal and give gratitude. Then I read and then I go train body, mind, soul every single day. You know, as you're first building it up, that habit can be tough to execute 7 days a week, but your goal is to get it to 7 days a week. That's what I had to do when I started. And then after I did that, then the next piece that I had to do was I'd use my daily action plan. I needed a daily checklist that validated me when I went to sleep. So regardless of the results of my life, if I do this plan, this process, I feel good about me when I lay down. Like those two things, if you can do those 7 days a week, that's all you really need in 2024 to win. You want to have the people around you. I don't surround myself with negative people. I don't surround myself with people that pull me away from my goal. If I have somebody even breathe a little bit of like hate and animosity towards me, you're fucking gone.
It ain't nothing to cut that off.
Let them fall, man. Let them fall, bro. You tell me some shit, you're out. And it's just, I just don't have time for it, you know?
Yeah.
There's too many people that are depending on me to succeed for me to waste my time with somebody that's going to cast stones and talk shit and pull me down.
There's too many people that want to support you and want to see you win and show you love to focus on the people that are only focused on keeping you with them.
Yeah, but more importantly, I have an obligation. We all do. You guys all have an obligation to help the people around you. Mm-hmm. How the fuck can you do that if you're putting all your energy into the one person that's bringing you down? Mm-hmm. No, your job is to build yourself and take care of your damn team. That's what I have to do. You build an environment that's conducive to your growth. You need to get around top level people so that you can absorb their habits and routines as well. Like this show is great because it gives you guys that are starting out some exposure into high performance and being the best you. So what you want to do is keep adding in layers of this type of personal development growth into your life. What I did is I started with books and podcasts. When I could swing it, I jumped into a program. Once you jump into a program, it's like conquer the gala. People were like, oh my God, I'm so happy for the community. I'm so grateful there's other people that are like this. It's almost like they can breathe.
Yeah.
You're like, holy shit, I can breathe.
It makes a huge difference having a team of like-minded go-getters and success addicts supporting you through your growth.
It sounds like we're pushing the program a lot. We're just passionate about it. If you guys can't get into the A program, like there's other ways to go about getting around the right people. Like go to a gym that you love, a CrossFit gym, a place that's empowering growth. That's what we're talking about here. It doesn't matter if it's our shit or somebody else's. The fact of the matter is that the world is full of people that are going to try to bring you down and the environment is set up to make you lose and you need to stack the odds in your favor to win. You do that by building an environment that helps you get to the goal.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
This is funny though, because I just asked her this question the other day. I said, Sharice, we're walking down the road in here in Florida, having a great stroll. And I was just spacing out, daydreaming. Sharice, what are you excited about for 2024? And she's like, there's still time in 2023.
And I was like, asked me what my biggest wins were for 2023. And I was like, there's still room for more. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I loved it.
What are you talking about?
But what are you excited about for 2024?
I am excited for us to grow together even more than we already have in the last almost 17 years. I'm looking forward to running my first marathon. That's going to be very epic. I'm looking forward to that because that's something I never thought I could do. I'm looking forward to growing with Conquer Academy and reaching new heights and helping as many people as I can.
I love thinking about it. I mean, I try not to think too far into the future because like you can get stuck there and not really action on what's available to you now. But I am pumped for the next level up.
And hopefully getting another puppy.
I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, I need another. Rest in peace, Cali Cuda.
Yeah, we miss you guys.
Gals, ladies and gentlemen, the way that I approach the year is I like to live the year with a vision. And then I establish a process that helps me achieve the goals. And I just focus on one day at a time. And if you do that, like, don't put too much on your plate because you can always add stuff later on. You know, don't try to like conquer the world in a day. Like, just lay on the most important things. And I recommend 4 goals for yourself. That's the one that I find is most manageable. If you only do 1, you're missing some shit in life. If you do 5, some stuff starts to slip. 4 is like the sweet spot that I've found with people. Everybody right now, think about 2023. Think about who in your life did you love talking to that every time they called, you felt great. That person, plus there's probably some others that you're starting to think about. You need to double down on those relationships. The reason why is because those people brought you a lot of happiness. You can exponentially increase your happiness by hanging out with those people more and contacting them more. And you will forget to do it because those relationships are so good and prosperous and awesome. You'll forget. You'll take them for granted. So don't forget how great they are. Double down on those ones. Tell those people how much they matter. Call them more. Talk to them more. Get around them. Do things with them and increase that part of your life. Distance yourself from them as you move into 2024. That's my message for you. Great show. Great episode. Therese, thanks so much for the questions. And I'm looking forward to the ones that we have planned out here coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year. Enjoy the holiday season. Love the people that love you. Do good.
Simple. Simple. Effective. Don't self-sabotage. All right, everybody. That's all we have for you guys. Until next time, be the leader.
I need some motivation. Motivation. Every day I try a little harder, but my dedication. Dedication. Keep my head way, way above the water. Grinding myself when I yell at the wall. Begging to run, but I needed to crawl. I see the finish line up ahead. Trying to get traction from all of this tread. I am a king. I am a queen. I am more than the people can see. I am strong when I'm needing to be. Vulnerability's nothing to me. You can try, but I'm unshakable. My successes is never debatable. I'm chameleon. I'm so interchangeable. Here's to you and all that you are capable.
To sum it up, I spilled my guts. Sometimes I felt as if I wasn't good enough.